Good morning, good morning. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This first Monday in June 2026, giving God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To all of you who have joined us on this morning, and for those that will listen to the playback, we are so excited that you are here. And I am Apostle Dawn Burrell. I'm going to briefly introduce our guest and pray and turn the line over to her, Apostle Anita McCoy. Praise God. Praise God for this great woman of God. I met her in November 2022 at Apostle Jordan Bryce's Architect Conference. and stay connected with her. Just praise God for the divine connection. Apostle Anita is no stranger to prophetic call and has been Women in Ministry and Marketplace in Person Time of Refreshing Guest Apostle. We love this woman of God with the love of the Lord, and we appreciate her gift to us and to the body of Christ. Apostle Anita McCoy has a master education, is the founding director and lead pastor of Field of Dreams Harvest Ministries, and the founder of the Healing Clinic of Erie, Pennsylvania, a center dedicated to holistic healing and spiritual restoration. A graduate of Bloomsburg University, she has served the body of Christ for more than two decades as a prophet, teacher, worship leader, and apostolic mentor. She is the author of Release the Arrow, A Prophetic Call to Rule, Reign, and Release Heaven. And if you have not purchased your copy, please do. You could find it on Amazon and other media outlets. But you could also connect with Apostle Anita McCoy on Facebook. Apostle Anita continues to equip emerging leaders through compassionate teaching, deliverance ministry, and prophetic training. She also serves the Erie community through prayer initiatives and outreach, and has reached listening audiences on the East Coast of the United States via the Prophetic Voice of Healing radio and internet podcast since 2013. Apostle Anita is excited to step into a new venture this season as co-host of Let's Talk the Word podcast, offering uplifting, hope-filled conversations that encourage spiritual growth through the life-giving power of the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. So we are excited to have Apostle Anita McCoy with us on this morning as our guest. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I do come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I do bless you and honor you and magnify you and lift you up, Lord. For you are God. You are great. You are majestic. You are holy. You are righteous. You are just. And it is in you, Father God, that we live and move and have our very being. Father, I thank you for this day that we have never seen before, but we know, God, because you have allowed us to get up, to breathe, to move, to see, to hear, that you have some great things in store for us even on today. And so, Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for how you are causing us even on this morning to connect the prophetic release with other voices around the world. We thank you for the power and privilege of prayer. We thank you that the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And we thank you, Father, just as you have spoken to Jeremiah, that you are speaking to us even on today, that when we are able to see what it is that you're releasing, that you will hasten to perform every word. And so, Father, thank you for causing us to arise and shine, that our light has come. And your glory, the glory of the Lord, is risen upon us. We understand that there is darkness that covers the earth, and deep darkness the people. But you, Lord God, will arise over us. Your glory will be seen upon us. The Gentiles shall come to our light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. We will lift up our eyes all around and see. They gather together, they come to us. Our sons shall come from afar, and our daughters shall be nursed at our side. Then we shall see and become radiant, and our hearts shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to us. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to us. The multitude of camels shall cover our land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and every corner of the earth, yes, Lord, shall come to us. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of you, Lord God. So thank you, Father. Thank you for causing this to be a season of great grace, a season of increase, a season of overflow for your people. Bless us even the more, Lord God. We have ears to hear, even on today, what you are saying. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Apostle Anita, God bless you on this morning. I turn it over to you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that kind introduction and for that prayer. Amen. We greet all of you this morning in the name and the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning, I want to share with you, and thank you, Apostle Don, for mentioning the book that the Lord gave me. It was a manuscript that was about 9 years in the making. And then last March 2025, the Lord, I woke up one morning and he said very, very clearly, and it was a tone in which his voice was resonating within me, like I knew he was serious. He said, get the book done now. And so I knew for sure that though it had seemed like a long season of delay, I knew that I had entered into a moment, a time where it was clear that heaven was decreeing no more delay. And beloved, I believe that God is saying that to us as the body of Christ when we approach this beautiful text in Isaiah chapter 60. I'm just going to read the first verse. The woman of God shared some other verses in there, and I'm telling you, this is a deep soak. Oh, it's a good opportunity to be recalibrated and reawakened. What is God saying to us? What does he mean when he says, arise and shine? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We have come just a little bit over a week now from the acknowledgement. Hopefully it was a celebration for the church. For you as an individual, there was the acknowledgement of Pentecost Sunday. As we often, those of us that embrace it, you know, a good part of the body doesn't. Don't want to go there this morning. But as we embrace Pentecost out of Acts chapter 2, that full account, most of us know it well. It was the Holy Spirit descending over a group of people who had been prepared through an instruction. And as they followed the instruction, they went through a process within 10 days, rubbing elbows, attitudes, all kinds of things were happening in that upper room. But there came a divine time when heaven said, you're ready for the poor. You're ready for the more. Glory be to God. And we know that that poor was the baptism of Holy Spirit. Evidence was the appearing of cloven tongues like as of fire that descended upon all of them, everyone in the house, those who were ready from the first day to those who were ready at the 11th hour of that pour. That pour came. Hallelujah. And those individuals, their lives were changed for eternity. Pentecost is the birthing of the church, but also Pentecost represents the birthing of the administration of the kingdom of heaven into the lives of those individuals. And so sharing a little bit this morning, I want to talk about how we have been born to rule. Because surely if we are to arise and shine, we have that account there in Isaiah chapter 60. But over in chapter 49, there are a few key verses that I want to bring to our attention this morning. And starting with verse 6, it says, "Indeed, he says, it is too small
a thing." This call is being recorded.
Should I start all over? Thank you, Lord.
No, it was already being recorded. I don't know what happened there. It should already be recorded.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Amen. I just wanted your instruction on that. Thank you. And Isaiah 49 and verse 6, it says, "Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel." Hallelujah. Heaven has been working in humanity, a cultivation, a process of those that are being prepared to come out of darkness and be set into God's marvelous light, the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King, our Redeemer, and my best relationship that I am working on constantly is recognizing that Jesus is our eldest brother. But when the Lord says, "Arise, shine," he is summoning us, hallelujah, not just to the birthing of our new life in Christ, which is absolutely required. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again." Hallelujah. It is in that regeneration of the new birth that one experiences the arising. For now we become a life-giving spirit. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us and quickens our mortal body. Hallelujah. That gives us life. That gives us the capacity, hallelujah, of eternal life, which has no beginning and no end. It's a perpetual now moment and is a kind of moment that sets us in a particular place. Yes, we know that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, the Word of God declares, far above all principality and powers, rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in realms, but it also sets us back to the garden. You have been born to rule. And I believe that in this arising, and then the second word says shine, that is the acknowledgement that there is the glory. It says it right there in the verse. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And what God has placed within you is to be multiplied. It is to be duplicated, replicated. It is to be dispersed, disseminated, shared with others. Again, in Isaiah 49 and 6, indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles There's an expansion. There's a divine purpose for arise and shine. It is to be a witness. It is to bring cultivation, to raise up the tribes of Jacob. There is Hayandaraboshaya. That right there speaks to me, if I was to look at it prophetically for today and for those that are on the call. It is a validation. It is a summoning of your administration in your apostolic grace to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to raise up the church, hallelujah, the lost ones, those that have been on the outer fringe, those that need to be repositioned into the house of God, into the things of God, into the kingdom of God. And so our focus often is in that realm of equipping and training, hallelujah, activating and releasing. And that's a good thing, but the Lord says it is too small a thing. And so he expands the assignment. He says, I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. My God, somebody on this call, someone that will listen to the replay, get ready. Make sure in this hour, hallelujah, that you have your passport. Not only do we need it to navigate within our own country, but God wants you to be expanded and extended to the nations. There is a cry that is coming from the nations. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the earth, much like he hovered in that upper room. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that hovering is the same type of hovering that we see in the beginning, where God created the heavens and the earth. I'm telling you, God is rolling out the expansion, hallelujah, of his kingdom, the expansion of his church, the expansion of his will, purpose, and design for your life. You are now coming in the volume of the book. It has been written of you to do the will of God. What volume are we talking about? We're talking about the Word of God, the Word of God that is spirit and life, the prophetic, apostolic, hallelujah, the rhema and the logos, Word of God is coming alive in your spirit, man. Glory be to God. And it is catapulting you. It is causing you to arise. Hallelujah. And as you arise in this new life, your spirit man being quickened, then you are clothed with the light of God's glory. God's glory. That is what you've been born to carry. The glory of God. In Isaiah 49 and verse 8. It says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth. Did you hear that? Your purpose, your mission, your mandate is to restore the earth. Hallelujah. I have found myself, because I work in workforce development, I sometimes say God is an equal opportunity employer. But then we have to take that as a baseline, but we have to really understand that in this arise and in this shine and in this reality that God has called you and preserved you. Glory be to God. He has commissioned and assigned you to restore the earth. You must do that with the same
authority and the first commission that God gave, hallelujah, not through Jesus. That was the second commission. Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. But the first commission came in the garden itself in Genesis chapter 1 when God, the Godhead, said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fish in the sea, over the earth and the cattle and every creeping thing upon the earth. Glory be to God. And so it's interesting there because it doesn't say anything about having dominion over man. We are not called to dominate man, but we are called to rule. And we do that by the Spirit. And there is no limitation given to the spirit of man that has been made alive, quickened, enlightened, and being governed by Holy Spirit, by the Godhead. Instead of looking at, my emphasis has always in my mind been when that mandate came forth, that first commission over the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, over the cattle and everything that creepeth upon the earth, I've always looked at the beings, the birds, the fish, the cattle, things that creep. But just the other day, as the Holy Spirit had me to review that mandate, that commissioning again, then the Lord really emphasized the location. We have been given authority over the air, over the land, and over the sea. Glory be to God. And that has its significance and relevance. I just wanted to highlight that, especially in light of all the bizarre.com type of things that are coming through media content that is informing people that there are other beings among us. Well, we already know that. Every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth does not just have to do with the insect kingdom. It has to do with the invisible unseen realm kingdom as well. So we, as the body of Christ, through the commissioning of the Lord God, we are ready for whatever the Lord has released into the earth and whatever has of his own invaded the earth. Hallelujah. We're ready for it. Because we have been born to rule. God is bringing his sons and daughters into an understanding of rediscovering your kingdom identity and your divine domain. Arise, shine. The introduction of this would be like this, and it's said a little bit differently in the Release the Arrow book. One of the greatest tragedies that is in the church is that many believers have been born again but have never awakened to why they were born. They know Jesus as Savior, but they have not embraced him as King. We say Jesus must be Savior and Lord. Lordship and kingship are interchangeable in this understanding. They have accepted salvation, but they have not stepped into their assignment. But we are in a season, as I said earlier, of no more delay. From the beginning, God created humanity with a royal purpose. Adam was not just created to survive. He was created to govern. He was not designed merely to exist. He was commissioned to exercise dominion as God's representative in the earth. The enemy's strategy has always been to convince God's people that they are victims rather than rulers, servants rather than sons, and slaves rather than heirs. Yet heaven is sounding a strong prophetic call in this season. He's saying to us, the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia, the remnant within the remnant. Remember who you are. You were born to rule. When God gave that first commission in Genesis 1, 26 through 28, he was revealing the mandate. The mandate is that you have dominion. The mandate that you are called to subdue, mandate to multiply, and the mandate to replenish. And I'm going to tell you that the enemy, having heard the strategy, is out to divert every which way he can to cause those who are called in this hour. If you've noticed, there's been a lot of generals over this decade that have gone home to be with the Lord. And then within the month of May itself, my God, so many generals, those from which our lives were enriched by the unadulterated word of God, they have gone on to be with the Lord. And so there are gaps and there are vacancies. There are positions that must be filled. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And I hear the Lord clearly with this work that God has cultivated for Apostle Dawn to bring forth, hallelujah, the call to everyone that is connected to this line, hallelujah, is that you are next in line, hallelujah, not just for a blessing, but you are next in line for a commissioning. You are next in line, hayanaravoshaya, for you to have your vision come to pass. Adam was heaven's ambassador, placed in the earth realm. God never intended earth to operate independently from heaven. Man was created to be the connecting point between the two realms. Apostolically, we are to understand that there is a restoration of divine order and governmental alignment. Apostles, they build according to heaven's blueprint. Their assignment is not merely gathering people, but establishing kingdom culture and kingdom authority in regions and territories. And I begin to see the manifestation of, like, the blueprint for that design is in Isaiah 49 and Isaiah 60. Probably all of Isaiah, but 49 and 60 can parallel so well together. And so I encourage you to go back to those passages. The prophetic insight that we are to receive is a dimension that will reveal to us that heaven's intent and God's perspective comes by a declaration. It comes by a divine decree. Prophets help people, help God's people, see themselves as God sees them. Arise, shine. Thy light has come. Have you ever tried to search for something in dark, you know, when you really want to find what you need to find, even though you may know where it's located in your house, when you really want to find it quickly, you turn on the light. And that shining forth, that light has come for there to be an acceleration to our arising, an acceleration, hallelujah, to the reflection of the glory of God that is shining upon you, in you, through you, for you, what? To be disseminated to others. Prophets help God's people to see themselves as God sees them, not according to their past failures, but according to their kingdom identity. Hallelujah. Many things were lost when that rebellion took place in the garden. When Adam sinned, he lost authority, but he did not lose identity. But what I found is that Satan aimed for man's identity. That's why he approached the woman. The woman was inside of the man when the mandate was made. So Satan aimed at the woman, aimed at identity, but he was ultimately only wanting to take authority, take away man's authority. That was the first Adam. The second Adam, Jesus, he recovered our authority. He recovered man's authority so that man can regain his identity. Did you see that? Satan aimed at identity so he could get to the authority. The second Adam, Jesus, came and he restored our authority. The Bible says he took the keys away from Satan, the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He took and restored our authority. And it is through that awakening to our authority that we discover our true identity. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus the Christ. So what Adam surrendered through disobedience, Jesus restored through his obedience. Hallelujah. There is a promise, not merely for us to survive in life, not merely for us to endure life, but God's intent, his purpose, design is for us to reign in life, in this life, and the one to come. Amen. And so everything that we accomplish in this time frame, it is just a dress rehearsal, people of God. There is a greater preparation of ruling and reigning for all eternity. And so we must begin to rule now. The believer's position is not beneath circumstances, but above them. Jesus restored the government of heaven. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied, the government shall be upon his shoulder, Isaiah 9 and 6. Jesus came not only to save sinners, but to restore kingdom rule. His first message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's Matthew 4 and 17. Jesus demonstrated kingdom authority over demons, over disease, over storms, death, over lack, and over religious systems. Hallelujah. We spent a lot of time as the church dismantling religious systems, and that is a part of the assignment. But the greater part of the assignment by which those who have been captive in religious systems will be liberated is when we begin to demonstrate kingdom authority over demons, over demonic forces, when we begin to deliver Hayanadabo and demonstrate kingdom authority over disease, when we begin to stand in the authority that has been delegated, given unto us, hallelujah. In that commission, the Lord said, have authority, have dominion. He didn't say take it. It's already ours. It is ours to what? Pick up and be cultivated. Learn how to use the authority. Learn how to move in dominion of power, in dominion power. So God would have you to speak to storms. Hallelujah. Spiritual storms and natural storms. Hallelujah. I believe that as we are seeing the manifestation of what God has promised, because his word will not return unto him void, we are about to see more resurrections from the dead. Hallelujah. Souls coming into the kingdom? Absolutely. But resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. Like when Jesus called Lazarus, hallelujah, out of the grave. Glory be to God. Get ready, sons and daughters of the Most High, that as you are arising and shining, he has mandated you to shine. That means it is his responsibility. It is God's obligation to totally empower you, employ you, equip you to fulfill what he has designed and called for you to do. But there's to be no limitation. God is removing the dimness from our eyes, the light of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be awakened within your spirit. The scales fall from our eyes in this season. Hayandalavosha, that we would see beyond, hallelujah, what we have been doing, and we would begin to see the more, hallelujah, of what God is calling us into. Pentecost was an empowerment to rule. It was the opportunity for kingdom ambassadors to be born. Yes, the birth of the church, but ambassadorship was birthed in that moment as well. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come up on you. That word we know is dunamis in the Greek, miraculous ability and divine force. Miraculous ability and divine force. I feel the Spirit of God just infusing that into our spiritual DNA. Hallelujah. And the manifestation, I close with this, the manifestation that will begin to be released, almost like just like supernaturally natural, is when we begin to encounter the embodiment of the word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. We understand that the Word is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. The Word of God lets us to know. The Spirit of God lets you to know. You get that divine quickening within your spirit man. Hallelujah. That Christ is resident. Hallelujah. He resides. He doesn't only want to be resident, but he wants to be CEO. He wants to be the president. He wants to be king. He wants to be Lord. Hallelujah. He rules well. And as we become subjects of his kingdom, of his domain, now there is the repositioning of the sons of God, the King of Kings, the kings of the King began to arise and shine. The lords of the Lord began to arise and shine. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power, the glory, hey, it may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Christ within you is the hope of glory. Arise and shine, brothers and sisters. Arise and shine, sons and daughters. Confront darkness. Establish kingdom culture. Represent heaven. Release the miracles and advance God's government. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the release, oh God. Oh God, the awakening. Hallelujah. The renovation, Lord God. Hallelujah. The reclamation, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are reclaiming, Father, that which you established in the first commission so that we can fulfill the second commission. And we thank you that Jesus, you did not leave us comfortless, but you sent, hallelujah, your very nature and your very presence with the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit, hallelujah, that fashioned and formed the earth at the command of God, is the same Holy Spirit that resides within us, that as we decree and declare the word of God, will begin to bring into formation, hallelujah, the transformation, glory be to God, hallelujah, of everything that needs to be changed, that needs to be recommissioned and reassigned, Father, for our use here in the earth, Lord God, so that we can fulfill your assignment and your mandate to the full, Lord. We thank you for that which you have emptied us out of, that which you have excavated out of our lives. And God, we thank you for the season of renovation. And we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, we are ready. Father, we thank you that we are a masterpiece because we are a piece of the master. And we thank you that in this hour of the church's reveal, it is you unveiling. It is you, Lord God, hallelujah, presenting your sons and ayanda labosha, your sons and daughters, hallelujah, as an extension of yourself, Lord God, that we would fill the earth, Lord God, that we would be able, Lord God, to fulfill what Isaiah 49, Lord God, declares unto us. Hallelujah, that now is the acceptable time. Hallelujah, the day of salvation has come to help us so that, Lord God, we as a covenant people will be able to restore the earth and get the earth prepared and ready for the soon return of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
My God, my God, my God, just a rejoicing that this is a Selah moment, just to pause and to ponder, my God, what revelation the Lord has released on this morning. So I am going to close us here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord God, for this new birthing that's taking place. Thank you for the new things that have been released to us, Father. Thank you for causing us to step into purposeful preparation, Father, that we know who we are now, that we are to rule by your Spirit, and that there is no limitation. Thank you for kingdom identity, Father. Thank you for divine dominion and execution. Thank you for the giving of your Holy Spirit. He is the executor. And through him, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we will take up this second commission, that we will continue to build. We will build your people. We will raise up a generation that can proclaim the praises of the Lord our God. Thank you for this being a season of acceleration, that you are hastening to perform. But also, Father, you're causing us to also hasten to perform. I thank you, Father, that we are no longer trapped in past systems, past hurts, past wounds, but that we are ready. We are ready for the expansion. We are ready as given light in the midst of darkness. I thank you, Father, for the dismantling of systems. Yeah, we're going to dismantle systems, that we are going to demonstrate kingdom authority against demons, against disease, against depression, against distress, that we are going to call out and pull out people out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Thank you, Father, that we are clothed with your glory. We are born to rule, that we are glory carriers, and you are catapulting us in this season and in this hour. Open the floodgates. Open the gates. Open the doors to the nations. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Be well. Be well on today, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. God bless.